The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Happy Thursday to you. You are in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Again, appreciation to D&M Auto Leasing for giving us the opportunity of chatting with the fellas of Payne and Pendergast every morning. You never know what you're going to get in that particular crosstalk.
Would you mind if I told the audience one more time?
Not at all.
That I thank them for Crosstalk brought to you by D&M Auto Leasing.
Look, we're very appreciative of it. We enjoy it. I don't know if it comes across on the radio. That's one of my favorite parts of the day, getting an opportunity to have that particular handoff. But then now, another part, favorite part of the day. Lopez, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, but I did search green medications.
On the company computer, huh?
There's a green pill next to the... I'm going to have to go do an image search next to the keyboard in that production room over there. Oxycodone is green.
See, look at him snitching and everything. How long before there's an HR email involved here?
Or the narc's going to come up here.
Yeah, man.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
Mr. Karn?
I'll do an image search in the break.
Or Mr. Cran, rather?
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. Going back to the mixtape yesterday?
Yeah.
All right, let's get going on a Thursday. You can always get involved with the program on the text line, 713-572-4610, where somebody did mention that I guess maybe this is a part of my manliness as well, is that I keep my apartment on what they say is 98 degrees, which is actually 75 degrees.
Okay. No, I think it was 77.
No, it was 75.
You said 77.
Y'all changing the numbers.
You said 77.
Changing all the numbers.
In honor of Luca.
Yeah.
77.
In honor of Luca, crazy. But also you can get involved on the Mo Karam Injury Lawyers live streams, both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on Twitch, 610 Houston. All right, enough of that nonsense. Let's talk about these Astros, baby. A couple shutouts consecutively for your Astros, including an all-lefty affair from the pitchers. And then another instance of getting what you need hitting-wise. Early on, it's the tandem of Peña and Paredes getting you on the board. And then Victor Caratini with a nice bomb to send the message that this series is officially in favor of the Astros and they're going for a sweep today with some day baseball. But, I mean, with all that being the case, how you feeling right now, Lopez, with the way that this Astros team is operating?
Well, I'll tell you how I'm feeling. Confidence level is increasing with this squad. And it's always been confident the last few weeks. Obviously, they've won 16 out of 20 at home. Are you kidding me? 16 out of 20, 7 in a row, 14 games over 500. How can you not be confident with a squad like that, no matter the injuries, no matter anything? But here's where, you know, I felt like the confidence level got a little higher this morning, last night as we're wrapping up watching the game. Two consecutive shutouts against the Phillies. That's not a fluke.
Not a bad team either.
And they have the second best record in the National League coming into the series.
Yeah, they are tied with the Astros now for the third best record in all of baseball.
Yeah, yeah.
And on top of that, like the Phillies, I went and looked at it because I was just kind of curious.
Mm-hmm.
They have an above average runs per game. Like, this is not a bad offense. Mm-hmm. I won't say this is a great offense. I think you get this is why this homestand is going to be an interesting test that mm-hmm. you're already kind of passing to some degree when it comes to pitching.
Mm-hmm.
But the Cubs that you're facing off after, they are top third of the league offensively, at least when it comes to scoring runs. So you'll have that as an additional test. Mm-hmm. But as of right now, you're acing this, man.
Yeah.
Like you're maybe literally you are acing this because you got Hunter Brown going today for you. But this has been, I am amazed. I am in awe, in fact, of what the Astros have been able to do, because all we have done, and I acknowledge that we've been doing this, is pointing out all the reasons why, I don't
maybe
know.
Not.
This
maybe
is getting
not,
tough.
Yeah.
And they just keep answering the questions.
Yeah. And it's one thing, you know, the shutout, and by the way, it was very, very close to being another 1-0 win, you know, if it wasn't for Caratini there at the end. The shutout with Fromber, you kind of get, because Fromber's been so hot. Then you get another shutout with Colton Gordon throwing 5 innings.
Yeah, but and you can't just talk about Colton Gordon in this one.
Yeah,
he was great, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Was 4 strikeouts mm-hmm. in his 5 innings of work. But then, yeah, you mentioned Okert, Sousa. King got to get a lot of love here, man.
Bases loaded,
yeah. Getting out of it. There was another instance where you had, you know, ducks on the pond mm-hmm. in a way where you're able to strand them as well. And then, of course, haters just.
Yeah, 21 out of 21.
I mean, perfect.
Yeah.
And save opportunities. Like, everybody is rising to the occasion with this team. I mean, I don't know what to do anymore at this point with this team. Like, it's just, I'm going to blindly believe it when it comes to on the field production for this Astros team. You were asked the question like a week ago, are they the boogeyman? And I don't know that I had a commitment to it. I think at this point, they're absolutely that. And it's evidenced in many different ways. It's not just getting the victories. It's not just the ways that they're able to win. But
mm-hmm.
you look at the standings, and it's clear. It's abundantly clear that this is a terrifying team to face off.
Well, let me ask you this now. You and Figgy both, and of course our listeners, 713-572-4610, and weigh in on YouTube and Twitch, of course, as well. I was very much asking the question when they had that 4-game series against the Mariners, won that very big 4th game, took them 3-1. I was very much asking the question, are they putting the AL West, you know, on notice, that they're still here, that they still have boogeyman tendencies? Since that moment, let me ask you this. Are they putting the rest of the league on notice?
Yeah.
Forget the division. Are they putting the rest of the league on notice, Figgy, that they are still here? They're still the boogeyman. They still have those tendencies.
Yeah, I think so, because just off of the name on the front of their jersey, man, mm-hmm. they just think about the Astros. You still got Altuve. It's like, and, you know, I call them the boogeyman, but right here, I'm going to say they kind of like, and this is no disrespect, but kind of like cockroaches.
No, they've been called that.
Yeah.
They've been called that.
You can't get, like, you think they dead, but they're not, man. Mm-hmm. You can't get rid of them.
Mm-hmm. In this city, that's not a detriment. That's not a mm-hmm. negative per se, because I hear cockroaches and I immediately think back to when Charles Barkley, I mean, obviously it was a level of respect, but almost a level of disgust as well with the Houston Rockets of the 90s, where it's just like they refuse to go away. And how much more this Astros team that obviously has their 2 World Series, but then it has a decade mm-hmm. of just getting on everybody's nerves, right? Like in a way that is respectable, in a way that like it has to be respected, like begrudgingly the mm-hmm. rest of the league has to give the Astros respect. In fact, maybe the better way of doing this, bump respect, because I know someone was saying that, you know, not getting national recognition. Do I want national recognition, or is inducing fear in the hearts and minds of the mm-hmm. rest of the league more important? For me, I think that might be it for me.
Well, that's why I asked the question, because I do think you start looking around, and this is the time. I mean, we're bearing down on July, man, where the teams themselves start looking at standings a little more. They start looking at who's 10, 14 in the case of the Astros games above 500, they do that a little more, and they start going, oh man, they're the Astros.
Yeah, I think you got to ask a fan of another team what they think about the ad. They probably be like, oh man, the Astros, they rolling again.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing about this whole run that's really mind blowing is, you know, we talked about Sousa and King and you know, Okert and Gordon. The pitching, the ability to find pitching in the most innocuous, unsuspecting places, is truly, it's become the overriding story of this entire 10-11 year run. It really has. I mean, you go back and look at the pitching staff and the relievers in 2017, then 19, then 21, then 22, and now there's a whole different cast of characters, and they keep doing it. They keep finding the pitching. It's pretty incredible how they're doing this right now with the pitching.
No, I mean, everybody deserves a level of kudos with this. And, yeah, I mean, I'm amazed by what's happened here. Shout out also to, you know, what's happening. We're here with Victor Caratini behind the plate, like getting him mm-hmm. an opportunity to play in here and bat fourth. Although we didn't mention it yesterday. You saw that Jake Myers did a little bit of creeping up in the lineup, mm-hmm. and I failed to mention, and I apologize. Do you make anything of that? Did that feel like just one of those instances where you looked around and because of the particulars of the day, you got Jake Myers there? Does that feel to you like a spot of saying something about what Jake Myers has done this year?
I think they're very, very much trying to figure out Christian Walker and what to do with him. You know, they've signed a couple of first basemen. Now they're not going to replace him because of the salary. You know, et cetera. Didn't Singleton hit a home run
yes,
last
he did.
Night?
He yeah. hit a home run for Sugar Land just last night. As soon as you mentioned Christian Walker, I was like, well, and now the thing with Big John is, mm-hmm. are you going to get it consistently? Right. Is it going to show up in that way? That's something that remains to be seen. But if he comes in swinging with a, like, how long is the leash, I guess, is the question that I have on Christian
I think it's
Walker
pretty long. Here. I think it's pretty long, but they're kind of wringing their hands, figuratively speaking, over Christian Walker. That speaks to the first baseman they brought in. It speaks to him kind of moving around in the lineup. Jake Myers, you know, moving up in the lineup. I think that speaks to that as well. They're really trying to figure it out, trying to get him going, and certainly, you know, maybe make something of a bigger move as they get closer to the end of the season.
Game 81 tonight, or today, rather. It's a day game. In fact, my confession is going to be baseball related, as mm-hmm. I teased for like 2 hours.
All right. You'll be here.
I will be here. But yeah, man, we have a lineup as well with Pena leading off, obviously. Isak Bright at his second. Altuve DHing in the three hole. None of that is abnormal. Jake mm-hmm. Myers back hitting fourth again.
There you go.
In center field. So again, like a level of acknowledgement for what he's been able to do. Breakout seasons, so like all around, we've talked about this up and down, mm-hmm. but I do want to acknowledge again, like Pena's to the point where he's broken out, where he's going to get out here, and you listen to Mauricio Dubon, he's going to command $300 million in that next contract, but that speaks to how well he's played. Jake Myers, in the same way, has found the level that we've looked at for him. Cam Smith hitting fifth in right field. Christian Walker sixth
there
again.
There you go. That's exactly what I was talking
yep.
about.
Yep. Yainer hitting seventh. Cooper Hummel left again, hitting eighth, and Mauricio Dubon at second, rounding out what you're doing there at nine. So, and of course, you do have, as I mentioned, mm-hmm. the ace of this staff, the man with the best ERA in all of baseball, Hunter Brown, on the mound, which means, I mean, look, maybe I'm a jinx. You can say that. We'll test it out here. I think that this is a guarantee that you get a victory against the Phillies today.
Oh, they're good. They'll get a victory. I mean, I know it's the Phillies, and we were just talking about how good they were coming in. But you throw back-to-back shutouts. Man, imagine if they get another one today. That'd be something. We'll be off the charts tomorrow. But
what you doing if they get three shutouts in a row?
What am I doing if they get through? I'll be clapping my hands. I don't know.
Philly got to be sick if that happened,
yes,
man.
Yes, yes.
They can't get through the Astros.
But, I mean, Christian Walker's batting 214, man.
Yes. No, it's
214.
Look,
and by the way,
at what point do we, like, because we've made the allusions, but we mm-hmm. haven't actually treated it seriously. At what point do you have to start talking about him being another Abreu?
Well, I mean, it is coming. I mean, I don't know exactly at what point, but it is coming. And like I said, the Astros, Joe Espada especially, they're trying to figure it out. They have so many things working well right now. Pitching, as we've talked about. Jeremy Pena is batting 325.
That is correct. That is
325.
Right.
325. Correct. Wow, with an 875 OPS.
Hey, that's how much that contract going to be.
$375 million over how many years is the question.
Yeah. His batting average is his contract. 325. Yeah, okay, we'll do it. So, yeah, they're trying to figure it out, and I think you're going to see some more guys that are maybe taking some reps, you know, at first base. Maybe Caratini, he's been hot. You know,
would you be comfortable going back? Because you did that last year mm-hmm. when you just didn't have a choice. You just needed to find some production at first base mm-hmm. where you had Caratini and Yainer Diaz, in addition to catching, which is already one of the most difficult, if not the most difficult positions in all of baseball. Mm-hmm. Then also having to go and do this thing that is not inherent to them, which is play first base. Is that something that you feel like is on the table at some point? It's not now because, I mean, I probably still lean on the idea that, you know, Christian Walker is still fourth on your team in home runs. Mm-hmm. He's still third on your team in RBI. I know that's your favorite way of putting mm-hmm. that particular stat. But, like, he's still producing those ways. It's just frustrating to see the actual, you know, war and seeing on what the actual batting average is and those types of things.
Yeah.
But if it does become problematic, does that feel like a potential answer for you going back to that space of Caratini-Diaz basically switch flip-flopping between behind the plate and first base?
Now, I think in smaller doses, it's not going to be like, oh, he's benched, you know, for five games in a row. But I think here and there, you know, maybe even with the pitching lineup, you know, that they're facing, et cetera, I think they're going to give smaller doses of that, and I don't mind it. I think Caratini can do it, and he's done the job already.
Yeah. Okay. So these are things that we have to look out for. The midway point of the season happens today as the Astros facing off against the Phillies, and we'll give you updates. We'll keep you updated as we are Houston's sports leader right here, Sports Radio 610. You're in the loop. Just getting going on a Thursday. Appreciate you getting involved. The 713 making a good point. The big difference between Abreu and Christian Walker will always be the defense. You got a Gold Glover in Christian Walker mm-hmm. versus Abreu, which, yeah, that was not what you necessarily – he was supposed to be a bat specifically. So we'll talk more about that as we continue. But coming up next, NBA draft yesterday. And when you have a big event in sports and the OG John Lopez is watching, it gives you an opportunity to get some passing thoughts. So why don't we do that? Next.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Drop Thursday here in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. What does that mean, Reggie? I have no idea. I just felt like saying it. That's how it works. That is a reference that I think a good amount of our listenership will know because they listen to the show and we appreciate you rocking with us consistently. However, if you don't, it's just like, what is that supposed to mean? That's John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atula. Of course, Figgy Fig hanging out with us as he always does right here on the program. NBA draft last night, at least the first round, because they did the weird thing of trying to separate them out. That's neither here nor there. The Rockets did not have a selection. They didn't trade back in, but the OG, John Lopez, still watched all of it, and thus, he has passing thoughts.
I do.
Let me stop the ball intro, start. Man. Yeah. We got Larry Tunsil on here, man.
Speaking of, my rewatch of week two of the Chicago Bears. Coming up at noon, because Laramie Tunsil did have some false starts in week two against the Bears. That will happen at noon. But right now, passing thoughts.
I still want to know what you did in the club.
I had forgotten about it. We ain't done passing thoughts in so long that I was like, wait, that happened?
Yeah, I did. I did that. All right, how about some passing thoughts on the draft? Because let's be honest, if you're a Houston Rockets fan, you're like, hey, doesn't concern me, right?
Well, maybe. Yeah, I mean, yeah. There's some teams that ostensibly got better last night.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely there are. But let me give you some of these passing thoughts are not necessarily like nuts and bolts player evaluation. In fact, most of them are not.
Oh, so you're not going to tell me who has a nice jump shot and who fits in mm-hmm. particularly well with the... No?
Okay. Well, we could. But
this team made a nice pick right here.
Yeah, that number 14 pick. Listen, the first one does concern the Rockets. The Rockets having to announce a draft pick is maybe... I don't even think maybe. Is the dumbest thing in sports. Find something dumber.
Oh, the idea that baseball managers still have to wear jerseys?
That's not dumber than the Rockets.
I'd rather them wear jerseys.
Yes, yes.
Because at least they on the team.
They've made the trade. The trade is official other than after the reason they do it, I think, and you would probably know before I would, but is the league year officially starts in July.
Well, the trade isn't official either. The trade is official on July 6th, so technically the trade.
After the league year, yeah. But the trade has been done. Everybody has acknowledged the trade.
Yes.
Everybody knows the compensation.
No one's going to renege on the deal.
And with the blah, blah, blah pick, the Houston Rockets select Muluak or whatever his name was.
Muluak.
Muluak. That's the dumbest thing in sports.
It's up there.
Yeah.
It's up there. One thing you know about me is I'm bad about absolutes. I kind of stand away. But it is one of the dumbest thing in sports, especially because – it gets everybody tripped up. You guys were watching the broadcast. Y'all saw Kendrick Perkins fighting for his life, trying to remember who this player was going to.
Nah, it's bad. And if they're trying to get other people to tune in to the NFL or the NBA draft that's not really familiar with the NBA draft,
that's exactly
like
what they're trying to do.
That's
going to
throw everybody off.
And they are trying to get more people. Oh, wow, the Rockets got that kid from Duke. No, they didn't. another passing thought here. ESPN is rough. It's a rough watch sometimes on events like this. There were some very rough moments, including this one.
Welcome back to Sports Center. You're looking at Cooper Flagg, and in just over an hour from now, that is not Cooper Flagg at all, actually. That is quite famously Ace Bailey. There's Cooper Flagg.
No.
I was going to say a lot of... No, that's not
no,
him either.
That's not him
That's
either.
Not Cooper Flagg.
Now, to be fair.
Someone in the control room
was production. Yeah.
That happens a lot in TV just generally. Yeah.
But twice in a row. Oh, go to the other Cooper Cup.
Somebody was in there losing their mind. Like, oh, shoot. Oh, man.
To be fair, it's hard to distinguish some of these players, right?
What's funny was it Ace Bailey that they were showing? Because I thought it was Dylan Harper.
They showed two
First
black
one was
people.
Ace Bailey.
Okay.
They showed two black players.
Oh, that's right.
Cooper Flagg.
Yeah. Dude. How hard is it to find Cooper Flagg in that group?
Well, the problem is someone queued up the video wrong, right? Because the script is what is being read mm-hmm. in that instance by Elle Duncan.
Yeah,
and
but it's
imagine,
not her fault. It's not her fault.
Nah, mm-hmm.
nah. She probably they probably said we going to Cooper Flagg right here,
mm-hmm.
And she don't know it's that's the production part right there.
She just
there.
Sees the
she,
legs.
She
at
reading
first.
Her she reading her script.
Yeah.
The tough part about it as well is like you in that moment, and especially when it comes to like TV, you are the person who everybody sees. Even though I think we know that there's mm-hmm. a whole machine behind this with a lot of people making this run, but you're the person that we think we messed up. And I'm not as good of a person.
One of the
many reasons why I couldn't do TV. Mm-hmm. I'm not as good of a person as El Dunn, because I've been like, hey, y'all messing up back here, because y'all not going to be thinking that I'm the one who got this wrong.
But that's why, you know, it wasn't her fault. You're right, Figgy. But she was probably the angriest.
Yeah.
Because she's up there looking like a fool, you know?
Yeah.
All right, another passing thought here. Trey Johnson's shorts, pants, knickers,
What's wrong with pants? What's wrong with shorts?
You saw them, right? You saw him?
Maybe.
Dude, is this a Gen Z thing?
What kind of shorts? What kind of shorts?
They were pants-ish, shorts-ish. Did y'all see these?
Oh. Yeah, he's supposed to be wearing a suit.
So
yeah.
It is a suit. Like the jacket is double-breasted, too. It's cinched really nicely.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the funny thing. We've seen dudes wear like the short pants mm-hmm. portion of a suit. Like suit shorts, interestingly
yeah.
enough.
Yeah.
These are just hemmed in a particular way. Because usually the short pants look like, you know, they look like well-tailored,
yeah.
Shorts.
These were right under his knee.
Yeah, he looked like TJ Ford. You yeah. remember when TJ Ford was in the yeah. league hooping in a big pants, except their dress pants, except yeah. dress shorts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
Yeah. It's fun. I think Jay Billis said it perfectly. He was like, he seen him walk up on the stage and he was like, yeah, he looked like a bank teller at top. But at the bottom, he looked like a drummer for AC/DC.
Someone said pants, shorts, shants?
Shants. That's good enough for me. Another passing thought that was really interesting to me. This one truly was. You know, Shams Charania now works for ESPN.
That is correct.
You also know that if you really wanted to know who the picks were 10 minutes in advance, you could always go to his feed and know him.
Was he doing that this year?
No.
Yeah, man. No. That's because he works at ESPN now.
He got the memo.
Before he worked at Yahoo, and Yahoo was like, look, we don't care about ESPN's broadcast. Yeah. Bump them.
Yeah.
Now, this is the thing. This is where how you know Shams more of a company man than Woj was. Woj was like, bump that. I'm sending the pick out.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, I can't say who specifically they're going to pick? All right. I got you. The Utah Jazz are circling in on this player. Let's see who they draft. Yeah. No, you done told us who they draft.
Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't necessarily make me look at Shams any different because he's just doing, you know, he's what his boss wants him to do. But boy, he got the memo. Don't do it. Don't do it.
I was a little disappointed. I felt like the broadcast should have had a little more Shams to it.
Mm-hmm. He didn't even speak until the fourth pick.
Yeah.
Did you notice that? That's another little mini passing thought. Huh. Here's another.
Wonder why that is.
I don't know.
More space for Stephen A. and Park,
yeah, it wasn't a lot of Shams. It wasn't a lot of Windhorse. Yeah. He was on something else. Yeah. But as far as the main broadcast, I kind of wish they was on there a little more.
Yeah.
How'd you like Andrea Carter? I love her as a broadcaster generally.
Yeah.
But I'm always careful with the women that get put in that space, not because they're women, but because they're often doing WNBA. They're doing college basketball, women's college basketball, and they're doing NBA. And I'm like, when you spread yourself thin, no matter how many, I'm always like, I hope that you don't end up in a space where now you're too overextended. Mm-hmm. But I thought she did well from what I saw.
Another passing thought here. I kind of, as much as I hate Danny Ainge and always have since he was a player, he just made me laugh yesterday. You know, Ace Bailey didn't go to the interview with Utah, said he didn't want to play for Utah. Danny Ainge says, watch this. Danny Ainge says, watch this. And then drafts Ace Bailey after a little bit of a fall there. Yeah.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, look.
I knew he was about to slide past Utah.
Nope. He said, watch this.
I'm like, damn.
Supposedly, that was his goal, was to try and slide to Washington, which, young man, can I talk to you for a minute?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
I guess, hey, man, maybe it's close to home. Mm-hmm. Like, you can be with the Washington Wizards and get up any shot that you want.
Yeah.
This man went through an entire kind of operation to not talk to nobody in hopes of sliding. And what did he get for it? Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
Enjoy your time.
Exactly. Another passing thought here. We knew it was going to happen. It's as predictable as the sun coming up in the east. There was going to be at least one mom and one girlfriend go viral for very obvious reasons. We have a winner in each category. Chloe Kitts and Maria Harper.
Yeah, see, and these should not be in the same category. One thing I learned last night, because I got to tell you, I learned this actually via text, with my homeboy being like, can I say something? And I was like, you better not, because it seems like Dylan can fight.
Yeah, oh, he has to.
Yeah, he
better be able to fight, because I know his friends were saying wild stuff.
Yeah.
Maria Harper, who is his mother, Dylan Harper's mom, very attractive woman.
Mm-hmm.
Also found out, also a coach.
A good one.
Like a very good coach.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
I'm sure his pops can fight.
Yeah, definitely.
They can all fight.
I saw someone play in the 80s and the 90s.
Right.
I'm sure he can fight.
Yes. Yes, you don't want none of those
salute
problems.
Salute
to Ron. And Chloe Kitts, too. She was all over the internet. She had it going on as
buddy,
well.
Buddy, let me tell you. Between the two.
Oh, I get it.
Okay.
I get it.
As respectful as I can be.
Yeah.
And if
yeah.
you have not seen Maria Harper.
Yeah.
Do your research.
You will
not be. Look, and maybe if you are upset, please come back and tell me, because I got questions as to what's happening with you. Like, me and you don't see life eye to eye then.
Another couple of passing thoughts here on the NBA draft. The Knipple brothers are going to be a problem for
More than one?
Decades. There is.
It's a clan.
Did you see the picture?
Hey, don't use that word now.
What's wrong with the word clan? Wu-Tang Clan?
Well, all their names start with the letter K.
Yeah, that was the point. I don't think that that's the way that they believe. It's a joke. Don't at me. But yeah, let's be a little.
So we can't use the K Clan?
No, I wouldn't use that. You have Khan, of course, Kager, Kinston, Cash, and Kidman. And all of them are basketball studs.
One of the most annoying things that people can do is like a naming convention like that.
Yes.
Where at least if you're going to end up with this thing, like give me names that make sense. Mm-hmm. Like ain't Kidman. No Kyles in here?
Kidman.
I heard somebody say, I wonder what's their middle name.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, what's their middle initial?
Oh, boy, Lord. That's a good question now. I got to do some research.
Right. It might be Kyle.
Kidman Kyle Knipple.
Don't do that.
Initials only, please, on this form right
nope,
here.
Nope. No.
Another. I got two more for you real quick here. Obviously, we all love the KD trade, the Durant trade. But were y'all like me when Kaman Muluak went in the Rockets pick? You kind of went, huh.
Just a little
piece of me went, huh.
Wouldn't hate it.
Yeah.
I mean, although to be fair, you do get Steven Adams signed back up. I know that we're not actually, but remember that was one of those guys that were like, huh, if you have a 10 pick, once the lottery came up, we were like, Muluak could be in that space and you could add a center that I was intrigued by it.
So many confess, I kind of went, huh, that'd have been pretty cool. Last one here, Figgy. Did you hear who got drafted last night?
Who's that?
Did you hear who got drafted?
I did.
So the Portland Trailblazers select Colin Cowherd here.
Nice.
Colin Cowherd got picked. Colin Cowherd.
Congratulations.
Got
I didn't think he had that in him. That's not gonna lie. I didn't know. I mean, he's always good for a take. I think jokes aside, I think he's really good at running a solo radio show. That is not an easy thing to do.
Yeah.
Who knew he had a jumper?
That's right.
Good luck in Portland.
It was Cedric Cowherd, not Colin Cowherd, that got drafted. But another reflection on ESPN there. That one was on the announcer.
Yeah, Malika, that one's an L, unfortunately, for you there. And Oscar is what we're looking at for Knipple.
Mm-hmm.
Oscar. There. All right. Those are your some OG's passive thoughts with the first round of the NBA draft. I'm guessing you're going to do this again tonight for the second.
No, I am not.
Okay.
No, you got to tap in. Give us night two.
That's going to be Reggie.
Brooklyn took all five of those picks. First time in NBA history.
I thought they took four.
All five of them. And really a questionable pick all five times. How about that? Like, I don't like that one, or that one, or that one, or that one, or
so,
that one.
So there's the Clippers going clip and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently the Nets going net. Like, I feel like this is now something that we could put in there. But anyways, we'll bye con Dios. More power to them.
I think that was their first round pick since Derek Favors too. It was some. I'm like, what? Really?
Yeah. They had that big trade with the Celtics that sent them their picks away and everything. But anyways, you're in the loop here on Sports
Kevin
Radio
Garnett.
Yes.
Paul Pierce
that ate up their first round picks for a long time. All right, coming up next. Our question of the day, what's the weirdest way you've celebrated anything whatsoever? 713-572-4610. Let's discuss it next. Question of the day, Tom. You know what time it is. You've listened to In the Loop here on Sports Radio 610. 1040 means we get into our question of the day. And today, that is the question of what is the weirdest way you've celebrated anything whatsoever? 713-572-4610 is the number to text. Sports. I think sporting events often give you a good answer to this, especially if you're in the group of folks who are inclined to, maybe have a beverage, to possibly, enjoy yourself. You might end up doing some fun stuff, like our guy Sean said that he dove in some mud and then, trucked it back to campus in that same mud. It couldn't be me, but I think there are also other places where you could do that. This is inspired, mind you, by our boss, who is a big Auburn fan, which I don't hold that against him because, I mean, he's the one who has to deal with that. But, there was a point in time where they actually had a big win, except he wasn't on campus or around. Mm-hmm. He was just at his house.
Yeah.
And he wanted to get involved with the, kind of Auburn
tradition.
The Tumors
Corner.
Yes, exactly, of going out and toilet paper in the trees.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, well, I got a tree out front. and he just started toilet papering it. I want to know, what was the delta? What was the time difference between when that thought hit his brain for the first time?
I'm going to paper our tree.
When he started doing it. Because in theory, like, if you had to take time, mm-hmm. at some point during, like, if it was like 30 minutes, there's no way it was 30 minutes between idea and execution. Because 30 minutes is enough for a grown human being to be like, this is kind of dumb, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, this had to be, mm-hmm. thought hit his head, within 3 minutes he was throwing toilet paper. Like, that had to be how this worked, right?
Now, was he where he went to school? Or just, was he there?
Yeah, he was there, I believe.
Okay.
He didn't go down or whatever, as I understand it. Didn't go down to Toomer's Corner, so he just went out to his front yard. And then, and you say that, and my question was, what was the separation of time when he's papering this tree, and then he realized, I got to get all that paper out of the tree. I got to get all that, you know, and that's hard.
How you do that?
I've done it with a hose before.
Oh, I hadn't thought, because I never considered it. I was like, are you just going to go pull this down? It's just going to rip.
Pulling down just rips, yeah.
Exactly.
So a lot of times I've used a hose in the past and stuff. But
to disintegrate it?
It's hard to do. Yeah. It's very difficult to do, so that was a very weird way to celebrate.
You said you did it before?
I've tried to take it out, like whatever.
Oh, the kids of toilet paper joke.
I'm about to say they got you.
A couple times.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, they got my kids. When I was in high school.
Your kids weren't the one pulling it down, it sounds like, so they got you.
When I was in high school, we used to go paper. That's how old it is.
I never did that before.
Did you ever get your egg, your house? Yeah, I never did
never had that.
We used to use eggs.
We had one time we went and picked up, I had a truck, go figure, picked up about 15 for sale signs out of yards in the neighborhood and put them in one of our friends' front yard.
Just randomly.
15 for sale signs they woke up to. But either way, that's neither here nor there. The weirdest way you celebrated something. Two came to mind for me. I'm curious on yours. So the Aggies, and this is when I was a student at A&M, they had come back and won against Arkansas. I finally remember what game it was.
Mm-hmm.
Arkansas at home, and we had left a little early to go to Northgate. And then we saw that they had come back and beaten Arkansas. So we were with it was me and my roommate. We were with a couple of girls. And there was a grocery store next. There was a Kroger, I believe, not far from Northgate. We got two grocery carts, stuck the girls in the grocery carts for what reason,
as
I
one
have
does.
No idea, and started running across campus. And then we had this idea of ramming them into this concrete pond in the middle of campus, so they flipped into the water. They didn't really like that.
I think I would have agreed if I was in that circumstance.
We flipped them right out of the
grocery
cart. And then the other one, it was not it was one of my happiest moments in life, but I did look at my wife's face when it happened. So when my oldest son was born and we finally got back to the room and the nurses were coming in and I was holding him, I raised him up like the Lion King.
Oh, no, that's... Easily.
I raised him up like the Lion King and you know, hummed the song and everything. And they're looking, the nurse and my wife are like, are you stupid? And I was like, well, maybe.
Nah, they didn't pass the vibe check. If I see a new father do that, I'm applauding. That's incredible work. That's right.
I raised him with both hands.
Thank you,
like
Rafiki. I love it. On the text line from the 346, drunk a beer in the shower. Don't even know what you're celebrating, but... Understand.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it. From the 361, back in the day when someone was getting out of TDC, they would put their cheeks on the glass, the window at the front of the dorm toward the guards.
And leave them a little something.
Yeah, when I say cheeks, I think you know I'm not talking about the ones on your face.
Yeah.
Which that is probably the leader in the clubhouse when it comes to answers in this question. I think for me, I don't really have one that I think is extraordinary. You guys tell me. So there's two of them that came to mind. One of them sports, one of them is not sports.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was at Kansas State, Kansas State was pretty good at basketball. You remember Jacob Pullen, or maybe you won't. Who knows?
Oh, I do.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
He was terrorizing. Kansas State went to the NCAA tournament, and they had a Sweet 16 matchup against Xavier, a number 2 versus number 6 matchup.
Okay.
K-State gets a huge victory against Xavier, and we all file out of the dorms, and we just walk down to a place in Manhattan called Aggieville.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we got there. We didn't really do anything. We just were all there outside. And, I mean, this is March in Kansas. It's not like it's crazy cold, but it ain't warm.
Yeah.
So we just walked out the dorm and walked to Aggieville. That was the end of the celebration for me personally. Like, we just walked down the street for a little bit in our exuberance.
Just happy.
The other one was when I got my license.
Mm-hmm.
I was living in the Austin area at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, moms took me to the DPS office, went and got my license. And, you know, one might celebrate something like that, going to dinner, going to get something to eat.
Yeah.
You know what my celebration was? My mom was like, all right, you drive now, as we ran errands in rush hour traffic.
Oh, good for her.
That was my whole celebration.
Good for her.
That was
That's
it.
That's awesome.
That was
That's
it.
Her celebration. It was,
yeah, I guess so.
That's her celebration.
Yeah, she was like, you drive me around as we run errands in rush hour traffic, which was great. Like, for anybody that's like, if you have a kid that's like, I want to drive real bad, that's a great way to temper it. Because if you go from only training driving to you are now in start and stop traffic, it really changes the excitement level.
She should have made you
driving.
Take your kid to little brother to school the next day. You take him to school.
So I don't know if y'all ever did this when y'all was kids, when it's your birthday and they give you birthday licks.
Yes.
Oh, so like you're 10 years old.
Oh, yeah.
They punch you in the arm like 10 times or something like that. So we kind of took it a step further.
Oh, no.
And so maybe this not celebrating anything, but if dudes on the block found out it was your birthday, they're beating your ass. Like, not even just
you're
no.
You're getting jumped?
Yes.
Just, for, like, just for living another year.
They like, oh, it's your birthday? Yeah, come here. It was so many times I ran for my life. They caught up with me. They were just jumping me. It was just, that was kind of a thing. That was like a tradition.
Oh, yeah.
You find weird, that's, dog.
It's a weird tradition.
If it's your birthday, they are beating your ass.
Okay.
That was the worst, man.
I'm very glad I grew up here.
Yeah. It wasn't no cute little one, two. Nah, they coming in. Boop, 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 boop.
Like you owe them money.
Yes. They taking every punch to the body.
Yeah. All right, so how does this conclude? Like, do they just leave you, or do they like, stand you up once they know?
No, they leave you.
Oh, they at least.
No, you got to get up and dust yourself off your damn self. No, they ain't helping you up.
That is the epitome of all my life I had to fight. On the YouTube page, a few folks said that, and I think this Magic on there said that at the end of the night on their daughter's birthday, the wife and I celebrate ourselves with a glass of wine. That feels reasonable if you had to put together a child's birthday party. Someone said from the 832, they used to throw in bean seeds in the yard, too, when they toilet papered. Oh, y'all are real jerks.
That's mean.
832, or rather the 281, they said whenever they win a big bet, them and their buddy said free drinks to the entire bar after you won. Oh, that's one of those things that sounds great.
Oh, no. You're wasting all your money.
Yeah. I just text in 281 to give me some follow-up here. What was the net on the big bet?
Beer's on me.
Right.
Oh,
like,
wait a minute.
Did you make it out plus after the beer round of beers for everybody?
No, what you got to do is go right to the bartender. Cut me off at $200.
Yes.
That's it. Once we get to $200, that's it.
Said they were working at a furniture store, at Gallery Furniture, in fact. They said they used to shrink wrap whoever's birthday it was, and if they couldn't get to you because you were on the road, they shrink wrap your entire personal vehicle. Oh,
wow.
Oh, y'all was some job. That's definitely one way to celebrate it, though. Yeah. And the 713, all camping one time out by the lake, and it was somebody's 18th birthday, and of course, everybody was hammered. Person whose birthday got thrown into the lake naked, and next thing you know, all 30 others were skinny dipping. All right, skinny dipping
sounds
ain't
like
that
a
bad.
Party to me.
Now, the first part, if you get thrown in naked and you the only one, that's kind of weird.
That's a little embarrassing.
When everybody's skinny dipping, you kind of made it better, I think.
Yeah.
Keep sending those in. Excited to see what you guys the weird ways you guys celebrated. But coming up next, let's go around the NFL where, remember how Adrian Peterson got in that fight? We have more information on the other side of it. We'll talk about that and more next.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.